Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Am I speaking with Yolanda Lewis?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you, Matt?
I was okay. I have someone that, you know, trying to get service with y'all. They trying to switch over.
Okay. Sure, yeah. Is it the patient or the caregiver?
No, it's my sister. She wants to, she was with Amira Best.
Mm-hmm.
She's with Amira Best. And my niece take care of her. My sister had a stroke, so she's paralyzed on one side.
Oh.
And she was there 16 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Is it right for them to keep taking her hours? You ever heard about that?
No, not really.
I know you didn't, yes.
She told me the other day I got... The hours I was getting was too many hours for my service.
They said the hours she get is
20 minutes is worth hours.
Too many hours for her services. I never heard of that.
Okay.
My sister is paralyzed on one side. She walks.
I got one hand.
She has one hand. My sister is paralyzed.
Okay.
Paralyzed on one side. She has 16 hours. They cutting it from 16 to 14. Now she gets 10. That's not right, right?
And
it gives
me time to
do things. That,
the home care agency is doing?
I guess it's day home. Like I told my sister, me and my brother, I have no problem with you guys. I recommend y'all to anybody. I have no problem with y'all. And I never heard that you have 30 minutes to take a shower. My sister needs more than 30 minutes to take a shower. She's disabled. She's paralyzed, so how is it going to take 30 minutes?
Right.
They giving her minutes to... Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, no.
No, I know you didn't, because I didn't either.
Well, can I get you to...
So can she switch from them to y'all guys?
Yeah, sure. I will just need a phone number.
She was with... It's UPMC is telling her that. That's why I got Freddie away from UPMC, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Mary, you know I talked to only you.
Yes.
And I got Freddie away from UPMC, and Freddie is with Keystone First now.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, remember? And they were saying he was with UMP. He ain't with them people. If y'all ain't hear nothing from me or my brother, what I tell you, right?
Right, yes.
And drop them people, and we drop them, and I'm still with you guys. I've been with you guys 5 months now, and I have no problem.
I've been with America 13 years.
And they've been with them 13 years. Things changing now on their end. Because I never heard of nothing like that.
Okay, yeah, sure. So, well, for the change, I will just need, you know, their phone number and also their full name. And our team will just give them a call and solve the whole process.
Okay. Well, my sister, she lives, you know, we just lost my mom. So we have a home here, but she's going to be living with her daughter.
Okay.
That won't be no problem, right?
No, but the address shouldn't be a problem. She can change it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, so we'll give you... So we'll give you a call back when she's ready, yes.
Okay, sure, no problem. Oh, Ms. Yolanda, while I have you here, are you right now with Freddie?
Yeah, he's at the doctor right now.
Oh, he's at the doctor, okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, I just wanted to, you know, confirm that he hasn't been to the hospital or anything like that.
Oh, no, he ain't been to no hospital, no ma'am.
Okay, good.
Only thing he do is just go to his normal appointments, and that's it.
Okay, sure. And the address also still the same, 1545
Frank Street. Yep.
Okay, perfect.
And you got the number. We got the number back on, yes.
Mm-hmm, good.
Everything is good.
Good. And another thing that I wanted to talk to you about, Yolanda, the clock-ins for this week have been a little bit inconsistent, so, you know, you have to start clocking in properly again, okay? Clock in, clock out.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye, Yolanda. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You do the same.